USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a chance Attorney General William Barr could release the conclusions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report as early as Sunday. A senior Justice Department official says Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz tells Fox News a lot of people in the media have egg on their face.
Some in the media should be looking at themselves in the mirror and say, we owe the American public an apology. There is no obstruction of justice. There is no unlawful collusion here. There is no treason. There is no impeachable offense. So fess up, folks. Admit you were wrong.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is apologizing after he was charged with two misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitution last month. Kraft issued a statement that says he knows he hurt and disappointed his family, close friends, coworkers, and fans who rightfully hold him to a higher standard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Nebraska Strong Drive for Flood Relief raised nearly $500,000 on Friday to benefit the American Red Cross efforts in Nebraska and southwest Iowa. With more, USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent from Omaha.
Senator Ben Sasse, who helped man the phone bank at Omaha Steaks, took time to give credit to the Trump administration for responding quickly to Nebraska's request for an emergency declaration.
This is really a record turnaround for a federal disaster. This is Nebraska's worst natural disaster ever, under any of the data that we have. And the speed with which the president turned around the declaration is going to be really helpful to us in the recovery phase.
Governor Pete Ricketts also helped take calls during yesterday's Nebraska Strong Drive for Flood Relief.
We will rebuild better and bigger than we have before. And it's going to be with the help of the folks who are calling and having been on the phone calls for a little while and seeing the generosity of Nebraskans all across this state, I know that we're going to get through this together like Nebraskans always do.
USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have said they would like to abolish the Electoral College and use the popular vote. Now, Democrats have been speaking out regarding the Electoral College after Hillary Clinton won the national popular vote by more than 3 million votes in 2016, but still lost the presidency to President Trump. Trump 2020 campaign senior advisor Laura Trump tells Fox News Democrats are in full-on panic mode.
Let's just talk about the fact that the Electoral College was put in place to make sure that the middle of the country was not forgotten. Otherwise, Sandra, people would campaign in New York and L.A., and that's all they would do. They'd go to the big cities. They'd forget about the real people of this country, the rural people in the middle. I think it's very clear people are still upset on the left that their chosen candidate did not win in 2016. They want to find any way they can to beat Donald Trump because I think they know it's going to be incredibly hard, almost impossible, to beat this president in the 2020 election.
Trump continues.
Listen, this is a system we've had in place for hundreds of years in this country. It's been working. It's always worked the way it's supposed to. And there's, again, a reason that it was implemented this way by the founders of our country, because they didn't want the people in the middle to be forgotten. And, you know, otherwise you could just make two campaign stops and you call it a day. And that's not really what you want when you have a presidential election.
Several of the 2020 presidential candidates are also suggesting changes be made to the Supreme Court as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.